everybody, welcome back to Learn Digital Audio School. Learn Digital Academy is India's only awarded agency-based training institute for the best digital marketing training with university certifications and on-campus placement packages. This is your host, Neha. On this episode of Digital Marketing Podcast, we are going to discuss a trending topic in digital marketing, something that could potentially change the game of SEO in the coming years, voice search optimization. Welcome back, Neeraj.
Thank you, Neha. It's good to be back again.
So today we are going to be talking about voice search optimization. These days, more and more people are using voice search because it is more convenient and easier than typing in the search engine. Our audience wants to know how they can optimize the content for voice search. So Neeraj, can you share some tips on that?
Yeah, voice search is going to impact SEO in a very big way in the coming years. So you need to stay updated and optimize your content for voice search. Here's what you can do. Firstly, keyword research for voice search. Voice search uses more conversational language than typing, so voice search keywords are longer. They also include question words like what, when, where, how, and why. For example, if you want to look for running shoes using the voice search, then your query would be, where can I buy running shoes near me? Normally, you just type running shoes near me. You could also include long tail keywords and phrases. Next comes optimizing your content for rich answers. You know, when you search for something on Google and on top of all results, it will show you a box of content. This is called rich answers.
Yes, sometimes they appear above all the results.
Yeah, the information in that content is straight to the point, short and concise. For most voice searches, the rich answers will be displayed. So you need to optimize your content for rich answers. Next thing you can do is rearranging your content. So as a voice search are more conversational, make your content more clear and crisp. A typical voice search answer is 29 words long. Users prefer their answers to be short and clear for voice search. To optimize your content, include questions and answers related to a query. Include frequently asked questions too. Add FAQs makes it easy for Google to pull out content from it and provide it for the voice search result. Use related questions from Answer the Public website.
Okay, so we need to add a little bit of related information, right?
That's right. It helps with SEO also. Next, use casual conversational language. Make the content more conversational to match their voice searching type. If you write content in bookish or robotic language, then it will be harder for you and your content to appear in their search results. You also have to understand the search intent behind the verbal queries. And the next thing is optimize for mobile experience. Most voice searches is done on mobiles. It is simply more convenient, and when doing voice search, people are usually looking for near places, restaurants, hotel, etc. All on the mobile phone itself.
I totally agree with you, Neeraj. It is very convenient to just speak into your phone rather than typing.
Yeah, and Google places heavy emphasis on mobile optimization. So take a Google mobile friendly test to see if your content is optimized for the same. Ensure that your website and its content are responsive and loads fast. Then comes readability. Readability is an important ranking factor in SEO. A good content is simple and easy to read with in-depth information about a topic. So it's written in a language that a 10th standard student can understand.
Yeah, there are some content that is really hard to read because they are written in a very difficult language. It is easy to understand it if it is written like how we talk every day.
Exactly, Neha. That's why readability is important. Most people are comfortable with simple language, right? So lastly, optimize your Google My Business listing. Most Google voice searches will have near me in the keywords. Restaurants near me, bookstores near me, cake shops near me. So you should optimize your Google My Business listing. Some of the features you should include on Google My Business listings are name, address, phone, business categories, area code, local keywords, and in optional you can keep special deals, updates and offers. Target local keywords relevant to your locality. You can embed structured data for better recommendations and ranking. So Neha, that's all on voice search optimization.
That was quite useful, Neeraj. Thank you for joining us today. I'm sure our audience learned something new today. Stay tuned for the next episode by subscribing to our podcast. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you'd like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndistill.co. The link is in the description. Thank you all for your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.